We're celebrating the art and power of music all this month, thanks to the support of the State Theater in Portland, Ford Murray Law, and listeners like you. This is Music That Moves Me.
I admit it. I'm a pop music junkie. I listened to so much of it growing up. Some songs are imprinted on my memory with sights and feelings, and in this case, a news event. The song is from the group Spanky and Argan. It starts off bouncy enough, like their other tunes, but then the opening vocal is different. A Wikipedia entry calls it soulful, I suppose. But when I hear it now, it sounds vaguely sad, which has little to do with the song, an upbeat tale of boy reaching first base with girl. By the time Spanky McFarland joins in, the song regains the energy of their other records. But I remain uneasy. It's an unease that has everything to do with what I'm suddenly reminded of. See, this song was released in March of 1968. I was about to turn 11 and beginning to get real interested in current events, including that year's presidential campaign. I can remember exactly where I was when President Lyndon Johnson told the country he wouldn't run again. It created a much more open Democratic race, including a senator from my home state, Robert Kennedy. Now maybe you can see what's coming. June 4, 1968. Bobby Kennedy won the California primary, which may have given him enough momentum to follow his brother into the White House. But the next morning, my birthday, my mom woke me with the news Kennedy had been shot. And the morning after that, in an episode of awful deja vu, my mom woke me with news he had died. On June 8th, I'd Like to Get to Know You peaked at number 17 on the Billboard chart, even as it was settling into a dark little corner of my musical memory. I'm Erwin Gratz of Falmouth, a broadcast journalist, and this is Music That Moves Me.
All of our Music That Moves Me contributions are archived at mpbn.net, where you can share your own musical memory. Visit mpbn.net for all the details.